The effort is called the Central Tongass Landscape Level Analysis, and it's aimed at identifying projects that could happen on the 3.6 million acres of national forest land on the two ranger districts. The National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, requires analysis of potential impacts of logging, road building, and other management activities on national forest land. Carrie Case, interdisciplinary team leader and NEPA specialist for the Forest Service in Petersburg, hopes this process will take a few years and will produce an environmental impact statement that will cover multiple projects.
Instead of gearing up repeatedly for a NEPA project here and a different kind of NEPA project here and a bunch of smaller NEPA projects going on simultaneously, that we do one large one and then we spend less time planning and more time with our boots on the ground.
The agency calls this process condition-based NEPA, meaning they'll be analyzing a range of projects under one environmental impact statement. Specific locations for the projects will be determined during implementation rather than during the planning process. Agency employees say they're still doing the same amount of review, but in a different order. Case says it's a new nationwide direction for the agency to try and become more efficient in the planning process.
How we schedule flights, how we're using contractors regionally, things like that. Oftentimes, if you've cleared a project and that's all you've cleared, you lose out on the ability to integrate with other resources that are wanting to do work in the same area. And so we found that that's definitely a way that we're not serving the public, we're not contributing to the economy as well as we could. So that's definitely a motivation in looking at how to do business differently on the ground.
A similar planning effort is further along in the process for Prince of Wales Island. As for timber sales in this area, Petersburg District Ranger Dave Zimmerman says they're looking at 10 areas of the Central Tongass that are already roaded and have already had some timber harvest. He says they're starting from scratch to look at possibilities for timber offerings in the area.
On Midcoff particularly, we'll have, I would suspect, a larger sale. And then it's my wish, as well as the team and the four supervisors, to have a more constant supply of smaller sales and wood available for the local sawmill owners that we have here. Cake is the same way, Wrangell's the same way. These communities have the smaller mill operations. We want to be sure we can offer that.
The 2001 roadless rule concentrates logging on these already roaded portions of the forest. Zimmerman is hoping to have a decision on this planning effort by 2020 and wants to be able to have projects ready to go.
Once we know what, with the public input of where and what they would like, then we'll start implementing what we can and what money we have. So if it's a timber sale, then we'll start locating where that timber sale might be. The specialists will come out at that time, and with the sideboards, we still have the forest plan, we still have all the things that we need to do. But this document is going to be, clearing is the right word, clearing a lot of activities over a 10 to 15 year period, which will save us a lot of time and money.
The Forest Service also will be considering things like thinning for stands already logged, habitat improvements for fish and wildlife, management of logging roads, and possible recreational trail or cabin work. The agency has started up a website for the planning effort. Staffers hope people will complete a two-page questionnaire with suggestions or email in their comments or attend upcoming meetings. Case explains.
The most helpful kind of comment would be, I'm interested in this activity for these reasons. I've seen maybe issues with how it's been implemented in the past. Because of the, you know, definitely giving us solutions if it's something that they're like, you know, I haven't been real crazy about this in the past. Here's what I'd like to see you do differently, or I'd like you to see you do more of this, or I've never seen you do this. I'd like you to give it a try.
Open houses on the planning effort are scheduled in Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.